Yes, it's the waiting for that final ident that always sets up a sense of anticipation.
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Good news, William Coles at Edinburgh. After battling like a woman possessed, Martina Vieco has finally settled on a chair that she can sit on. She tried several times with the blue chair to wrestle it into some kind of workable shape, failed miserably at the end, decided, I'm just going to have one of those. And a sense of triumph, Martina, obviously, on having wrestled that chair to the fulsome sort of routine it was. I was talking to some English students this morning who say, why is it the chairs seem to cram together? Because they get lonely otherwise. Little chair could end up all sorts of other areas that are going to be cast aside. Chairs have feelings too, William, as I'm sure you'd echo having just returned from Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, I have become the king of the queues from Disneyland Paris. Didn't go on many rides, but boy did I go on a lot of queues. I mean, you know, even though we had these sort of fast passes, we did a lot of queuing.
It's the queue that actually makes the British culture just that little bit more wonderful. You know, there are other parts of the world where the notion of queuing is just viewed as far too quaint to even be taken seriously at all. I mean, Kayleigh is somebody obviously half American, half English. Do you sort of identify with the queue? Do you think, yeah, I will queue too just for the Disneyland experience?
I will queue. If there's a queue, I'll join it. Because I don't want to rush in and go, let me come in there.
Today, William, Kayleigh is proudly modelling her lacrosse T-shirt because she is a lacrosse person. Which part of the lacrosse fields do you actually take part in? This grand event that was sort of very popular with varsities in America, I believe, but also came over with all sorts of other ways. So this is and lacrosse. Share with us.
I'm wing attack.
Wing attack. Wing attack.
As opposed to wing defence.
Yeah.
These are critical aspects. Lacrosse in Stettin, Poland, has it?
No.
Define it. I mean, there might be a list of actually. So what is lacrosse? It's just a very angry way of actually dealing with bats and things, saying, I'm so cross, I'm really annoyed.
It's a stick with a net on the end, and you've got to carry the ball from one end to the other in the goal.
And that is pretty much it. You know, at the end of the day, basically not an Olympic sport as yet, because we could do with more sticks with nets at the ends that you can carry from one end of the field to the other. Have you lacrossed in your time, Natasha?
From what I've seen, it gets quite aggressive, doesn't it? There's a lot of shoving and pushing and...
Very aggressive.
Yeah. Testosterone.
Which is odd, because obviously not great to the testosterone with Kayleigh Umfraville. Obviously a little, you know, balance, but more estrogen than testosterone, really.
Yes.
You know, in terms of the sort of balance of that. Is it a way of actually channeling the inner anxiety scenario on the whole thing?
Get all that anger out on the pitch.
Yeah. It could be introduced in so many ways. So, that's it. Holly, have you lacrossed?
I haven't, no. I have not.
And on that bombshell, we move straight away into camo. Thank you. Being this week performed for us by the legendary William Coles from Edinburgh, with a tune which we're going to attempt to actually again run simultaneously with the video from his website, which starts off with a rocket, a space shuttle no less, actually going up into the sky on his website. It now falls to yourself, William, to introduce this particular little number that we're about to listen and watch to on the Midweek Drive today.
It's Nashville's number one man. It is Mo Pitney.
I open up my eyes and feel you by my side. For the morning light even hits me. There's comfort in the knowing that anywhere I'm going, I know you'll be rolling with me. Everywhere, every step, every sunrise, every sunset, every word I say, every night and day, every single move, everything I do. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. As I walk through this life, on my left and on my right, even when I cast an eye in my rear view, I feel you ever close in the whisper of the road. This journey unfolds, I see you. Everywhere, every step, every sunrise. Every sunrise, every sunset, everything I see, every ounce of me, every breath of air.
Literally everywhere. Natasha Armstrong.
Oh, I loved the chorus in that. That was really great. And the music video, whilst quite random, was very watchable.
Space shuttles, cute doggies, general guitar riffing, and the cosmos.
Had all the good stuff.
Exactly. Holly.
Yeah, I thought he had a nice voice. It, he seems older than... His voice sounds older than who he is.
Sorry, Natasha, maybe we close the door too, because otherwise you're getting what I call the stadium effect, which is very true, because obviously Holly frequently featured on the Wembley stages, etc. It's like, good evening, Newcastle, and such like. It's marvellous. So, Kayleigh Umfraville.
I think it's a good modern take on country music.
A good modern take on country music. What does our Les from Stettin, Poland, make of the whole thing, though, Martina?
I really liked it. I think it's a song I could put on full blast driving in a car.
So there you are, driving through the streets of Poland. You'll be listening to Everywhere with Mo Pitney. But, I mean, actually, I suppose Camo takes a neutral... But Camo always endorses the whole thing. Today, of course, Camo being portrayed by William from Edinburgh. We don't know what line he could actually take. But, you know, William, it's over to you. I mean, you've heard what the Midweek Drivettes think. What makes it... Yeah. What do you make of the whole thing?
Well, we started this whole discussion with Kylie and Jason, who I said I could do about once a month. Mo Pitney, I could do daily, no problem at all. I like it.
That's endorsement.
That's celebrity endorsement times William Coles-esque. Man, that deserves a plug for William Coles' ex novel. Right in the whole thing. Of course, you can still download two fantastic William Coles novellas. Would you like to promote them, please, William?
Oh, yes. The Prince is in the Golden Cage. It's a cracker. And another beautiful one, The Geek Who Learned to Charm.
The Geek Who Learned to Charm and The Princess in the Golden Cage. If you're looking for a bit of inspiration as you head towards the end of your academic year, whatever year you happen to be in, level 1, level 2, etc., you could do far worse than spending £2, technically £1, 98 pence, for a download for both of those little novels. Truly a wonderful experience. Last Saturday, of course, Natasha Armstrong actually connected with me in a wonderful surprise, because you were there in the audience to connect with Adrian Tchaikovsky.
Yes, that was such a wonderful experience. That was great. It was really interesting, actually, on three levels. One, personally, as a writer, hearing him talk about the process he goes through, that was fascinating. Secondly, as a reader, hearing him talk about characterizations and, you know, kind of observing it from that perspective. And then actually, you know, just learning about it in terms of general culturally, some of the stuff, themes he was talking about with the Native American aspects, some of the religious aspects. It was all really fascinating.
Excellent. Well, that's it. I've got an additional gift from a good self, which I'm sure we'll provide for you in the next few weeks or whatever. Oh, who knows? Maybe when you're back on board for that sort of stuff. It was courtesy of Linden Books, of course. Bookshop in Lincoln, which I don't believe you've actually managed to perform at yourself, William. So we need to get that sorted out in the near future to actually do book signings and presentations and so on. Exactly. And indeed, the William Coles performance itself is worth its weight in shark's teeth, as I've said in many occasions. Classic line there. So it sums up from that point of view. Martina, would you like to put those last two questions to the Fitzwilliam Meister, please? Did I say Fitzwilliam? Sorry, let me rephrase that. It's obviously not Richard Fitzwilliams. That's a Thursday morning. Sorry, William Coles,
no,
the Coles Meister.
Exactly. It's the other William.
Yeah, exactly. It's Richard Fitzwilliam's Thursday morning. William Sitwell, Thursday morning. William Coles, usually, when he's not actually doing yoga, on a Wednesday afternoon. It's very important.
Correct.
See, if we only had Hannah here, she'd be making lists now, and we would have sorted that whole thing through in its own routine. Sorry, Martina, off you go. Ask the questions.
Have you enjoyed the telephonic link with us today?
I have absolutely adored it. Thank you so much for asking.
And will you be back soon?
Just as soon as the maestro asks me.
Well, that will probably be within around about 168 hours, from now.
Thank you.
You and I
Oh, it's all wonderful stuff. Yeah, I'm just actually showing the wonderful Linden Books scenario there. You can see we're holding our little dinosaurs that we actually have there, you know, clutching little dinosaurs. Dinosaur for each of us. I need a decent agent, clearly. That needs to be sort of addressed as a matter of urgency. Meanwhile, hopefully, with her phone all set and ready to go, it's time for...
Stettin in Poland has finally bloomed on the midweek drive. All thanks to the international skill set of our newest midweek drivette, Martina Viaka. Oh, sure, I'm American. Give me all the challenging pronunciations.
Yeah, I know, Anna, you were expecting your own little jingle to come through, but every so often we like to keep you on your toes. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, all sorts of... technically, I'm not sure, Martina, whether that actually holds. No, you're not on the newest midweek drivette, because that honour is jointly shared by Kaylee Umfraville and Holly McGrattan, who as yet have got no jingle or ident done for them at all. It's all right, we put her out before too long, I'm sure. I mean, it took Natasha at least 18 months before she got into sort of line from that. Where are you, Anna Lewis, in Jersey?
Well, I decided to take myself off to the most salubrious restaurant there is in Jersey, namely KFC.
Oh.
And you can hear that it's half term in Jersey. I don't know if it's the same in England, but the place is swarming with children in various stages of kind of excitement.
Being introduced to all that healthy food, which will help lead to wonderful health issues as their years proceed, and they'll get sort of locked in and sucked into the fast food paradise
that the Colonel
effectively left as his legacy to humankind in the 21st century. And we salute that Americana, do we not, Natasha?
Yeah, sure. Let's say yes.
So, I mean, I've got to ask the question, are you a zinger girl, or are you more of a kind of chicken fillet? Or do you actually go for the whole hog wings and the family bucket?
Well, I go for the extremely cheap and cheerful mini variety pack, which is about as skimpy as it gets, but it just fills the tummy enough so that you can move on, if you know what I mean. You can shuffle off without sort of worrying about too many pieces of chicken ingested.
Do you get a choice of coleslaw or beans from that point of view, or is it just a...
No, it's very dull. It's a piece of chicken and two hot wings. And that's it, really.
Any plastic-flavoured fries to actually go along as well?
No, the Jersey one is a bit behind the times. We don't have Burger King over here, which is a complete tragedy. We've got... we have got a Burger King, but nobody ever goes there. Mm. It's funny, it's just not very popular, and yet McDonald's has to have bouncers on a Friday and Saturday night. Mm. I kid you not. It must be the only McDonald's branch in the universe that has to have bouncers.
Let's face it, you've got these young people desperately keen to sort of storm their local McDonald's, you know, fast food outlets, etc. I'm sorry, you're not coming in here, sir. You aren't on the list, you know. You've got to be on the list when you get a Big Mac, otherwise you just don't happen. Sorry, the attempt there as a Jersey bouncer, but still. Never mind. I mean, Martina, the sign of the Golden Arches presumably has got to Stettin as well.
Yes.
And they say globalisation is the thing of the past, eh? You know, that American roller. It's a way of spreading good sort of... Do they have bouncers in Poland as well?
No, hasn't got that far yet.
in the joys of Brighton, you know, bouncers on the door at the local fast food emporia?
Think so, but last year I did live next to a McDonald's. It's 24 hours, so on a student night, if I left my window open, I would get woken up by, you know,
party goers and clubbers,
so
desperately keen.
Maybe bouncers are on the way. I don't know.
Obviously the party will continue. You know, that whole sort of sequence. Kaylee, and the joys of Essex.
I've never seen bouncers at McDonald's.
Never. Natasha.
No, it's not a thing in Newark.
And yet, obviously, contrasting things, as we said, other fast food things, the BK, nobody needs at all. Tumbleweed, literally going through the whole process, that side of things. I'm sure back in the day, there used to be a Casey Jones burger joint, which I always used to find very enjoyable at the Waterloo part of London, but then that went the way of all the sort of joints in various other ways and ceased to be. It was very glamorous in those days. So, never mind, life continues. And have you gone for a fizzy drink and an accompaniment, or have you gone for what's the sort of the nutritious, wonderful sugar, it makes you burp scenario that you've gone as an accompaniment to this fine piece?
To be honest, I always go for the same thing, which is a Diet Pepsi, my colleague tells me it's no good because they put all these sweetener substitutes in, which a toxic and the rest of it. But you know what? When you're thirsty, you don't care.
Exactly. No. You know, what the heck? What this is doing, you know, sugar might be the new nicotine. This could be leading to all sorts of health scenarios, etc. The fact that we're talking about flavoursome foods tomorrow, and we'll be talking about a whole variety of ways in which, you know, foods sources and NOR have introduced a new survey to actually deal with flavoursome foods. No, at the end of the day, you just want some fizzy drink that makes you belch. That's the important thing.
Yes, exactly.
The whole system through on that basis. Coca-Cola and indeed Pepsi, I think, were originally was sold as an aid to nerves. Mind you, LucasAide used to aid recovery. Not sure it does or it doesn't. Sugared water, does it aid recovery? It's a tough call, really. Personally, stick with the garlic capsules. Once again, I feel another insightful... Yes, garlic capsules, or technically allicin, which is the theme in the garlic, which at least will minimise all sorts of things. Selenium and zinc as well, very important. Otherwise, you're just astonished by how much mucus the human body can actually produce. Yeah, embarrassing in the course of a lecture. Never mind. Anything else you'd like to find out, Natasha, from Anna, reporting live from a fantastic fast food outlet, which we've already identified, although other ones are available, but it's the sign of the KFC in Jersey.
So do you have bouncers on your KFC as well, or is it just McDonald's that you tend to?
It's McDonald's. I don't know if Lincoln has this, but there's a bad part of town in St Helier.
No, there's no bad part of Lincoln whatsoever.
Where all the alcoholics congregate.
Good heavens.
And look for fights, and it's that bad part of town. Oh, it's not nice. But unfortunately, old lady who lives opposite McDonald's, she works like a Trojan at a cafe, and she's a lovely woman. And she told me about the bouncers, and she comes from Bulgaria, and she said she's travelled all over the world, and she's never, ever seen bouncers at any other McDonald's that she's ever come across.
And yet,
they're outside her window.
Ironically, you would have thought alliteration alone, Bulgarian bouncers, would have to be a group that would clearly capture the world, or Eurovision at least.
It does, yeah.
Write it down, Kayleigh. The Bulgarian bouncers. I think we could actually have a spin-off of the Midweek Drivettes from that.
We could enter. It'll probably be better than anything we can come up with this year.
If Cheeky Girls and Jedwood can actually sort of carve some notions, the Bulgarian bouncers have to be worth a shot in various other ways. Justine Anna's actually sent me a Facebook message as well, which is wonderful, and goes as follows. Not sure if you're doing the programme today, ? Of course we're always doing the programme. The fact that the producer was so remiss in terms of not contacting you directly to actually let you know that you should be on the programme, it's by the by. The phone is working okay this week, but a bit noisy.
Sorry, it is.
A little bit noisy, because of all those Bulgarian bouncers bouncing up and down, trying to fight the chickens. Exactly. Throw a chicken or a Bulgarian bouncer in the air, and you'll find that happiness ensues in every sense of the word. Holly, would you like to put those last two questions across the sea, that would be the English Channel, technically, to Anna Lewis?
Yeah, before that, I was going to say, how's the phone battery this week?
Nice.
The phone battery's done all right. I think it's because I charged it up at work, so it's kind of lasted a bit longer. But, yeah, no, this week's it's done it justice. It's definitely done something to it to keep it alive.
Well, remember, you had the advice last week, including keeping it warm. So that's important.
Yes, I know. I could have sat on it, but I don't think it would have helped it much. Now I think the plug-in version's much better.
And in case you're wondering, even if you are in Scotland, deep-fried mobile phone, not really the best way forward.
Not a good idea.
The metal bits will stick between the teeth, and before you know where you are, you'll have an electric shock, and it would be carnage would ensue. But well remembered, Holly, for asking after Anna's mobile phone, because just as we found earlier, chairs have feelings too, so do mobile phones. Carry on.
And on that note, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have, thank you very much.
And will you be joining us again next week?
That'll be a treat. Thank you for the offer.
Nice delivery. Yes, oh, I see Ryan is actually still carrying boxes and things from the Grand Alumni event. I said Ryan, of course, was Ryan Jones. Yes, we are waving to him as we speak. Okay, you can wave to him from Jersey as well, Anna. Yes, he's waving back.
Wave back.
Why could it be there's something I don't see? She does it to me all the time. Why could it be whenever she's with me, she makes me feel the world is mine. Is she really what I see?
was hard to find. Besides, I couldn't ask for more. What could it be? I'd finally come to see. She's what I've been looking for. Ooh.
Today is the 4th annual World Encephalitis Day. You may well ask, what is encephalitis? A very significant challenge that's facing a whole range of folk. And to address this, we're delighted to be able to welcome the Chief Executive of the Encephalitis Society, the fantastic Dr. Ava Easton. Good morning, Ava.
Hello, good morning, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
Likewise. This is the 4th annual World Encephalitis Day. Share with us, given that two-thirds of British folk are still unaware of what encephalitis is, what exactly is it?
Oh, the $64 million question, absolutely. Encephalitis is inflammation of the brain, and it's caused in one of two ways, either by simple everyday infections that ordinary folk get, which travel to the brain and attack the brain, or in some cases, people's own immune systems can go wrong and the immune system can do the damage to the brain. So quite a serious neurological condition.
The interesting thing is that infectious encephalitis frequently begins with a flu-like illness or headache. Now, clearly one could panic in all sorts of ways here. We've got symptoms including high temperatures, seizures, aversion to bright lights, inability to speak or control movement. It really is a frightening condition, isn't it?
It is. It is. It can be. I mean, obviously, we don't want people to panic, but I think, you know, the primary things to look out for, if people have got very severe headache and if they are behaving confused and perhaps their personality not being the way that it usually is, those are things where people should become a bit concerned and, you know, if they're worried, seek medical assistance straight away.
In terms of obviously raising the profile, I mean, clearly we see that the Encephalitis Society was founded in 1994. It's the only resource of its kind that provides direct support and information to people affected by encephalitis. If people are concerned about this or know family or friends, etc., would you recommend going to encephalitis.info for the best initial prime source?
Yes, we, as you said, we're the only resource of our kind in the world providing this kind of help and support. And our, part of our primary work is to support people that have been affected and their families. And our team are there to help people. There's a whole variety of ways that they can get in touch with the team for help. And we will do what we can. We've never turned anyone away yet from around the world.
A couple of my colleagues, in fact, Ryan Jones, was most amused to find that as well as Trafalgar Square, the Peace Bridge, Niagara Falls, it's Blackpool Tower that's also going red to mark the 4th annual World Encephalitis Day. It's interesting in terms of what was the decision and the rationale made in terms of obviously getting the Eiffel Tower of the Northwest involved as well.
Well, I think, you know, that people have really stepped up to the mark and people just wanted to get on board with what's a really exciting day for encephalitis today. And as you say, you know, you've mentioned some incredible landmarks there. And we've got some great landmarks here in the UK as well. You know, we're heading down to Trafalgar Square Fountains tonight. As you said, we've got Blackpool Tower, we've got Manchester Town Hall. People have really got on board with World Encephalitis Day to help us raise awareness. You know, two-thirds of the British public have never heard of this condition, and yet it has a higher incidence, so there's more cases than motor neurone disease and certain forms of meningitis. So what we're doing is really important.
It does, as you rightly say, have a high mortality rate. Is it something where, in terms of dealing with the symptoms, etc., that there's also improving survival rates? I mean, are we coming to terms with this as a human species?
Well, it's a really good question. Some forms of encephalitis, I mean, it is a complex condition, but some forms of encephalitis, if we can spot it quickly, we can treat it quickly, and people can come out of it, certainly with their lives saved, and in many cases without the brain injury that often follows this condition for people who survive. So it's really important that we do raise awareness, because we can stop people dying and we can stop people having severe disability.
As ever, a sort of fascinating insight in terms of obviously the encephalitis scenario. And it just goes to show just how fragile this whole thing called life can actually be. Ava, if you just like to remind folk of the best web address to actually go to find out information once more, please.
Absolutely. It's worldencephalitisday.org and encephalitis.info, either of those websites.
Dr. Ava Easton, Chief Executive of the Encephalitis Society. Many thanks indeed. Are you? Well, in fact, before we actually just finally head off, will you be going to any of the landmarks yourself? I mean, I'm thinking maybe sort of a global tour could be in the offing here if you can actually sort of coordinate it effectively.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Trafalgar Square Fountains tonight. We're all going to be, there's lots of us meeting, wear something red, come on down. We've got a photographer coming. Come and join the party and help us raise awareness.
So, in the infinite words of our jazz correspondent Tom Stevens, you can, and if you so choose, get yourself down to Trafalgar Square at this moment. It's 6 o'clock, actually. They actually start there. You can see the whole thing in red. Or indeed Blackpool Tower or other landmarks like Niagara Falls and so on, which are all, I wouldn't say celebrating, but raising the awareness of World Encephalitis Day, this growing challenge where literally it can kill you, Natasha, as we just heard there from Dr. Ava, the chairman behind the World Encephalitis Association. So a serious thing, but you know,
Yes, well, anything to kind of raise awareness of it must be helpful, and it's great that they're doing events like this.
And indeed, Martina has duly been assessing the whole encephalitis scenario, because I gave her all the research in terms of that. She said, "What's this?" I said, "It's a sheet of paper." It's sort of through there. But you know, some amazing sort of facts in there. Were you aware of encephalitis at all?
No, I haven't. It was interesting to hear about it.
Yeah. And Kaylee, encephalitis?
I haven't heard of it, so it's really good that they're raising awareness.
Exactly, that's the key thing from there. And Holly, obviously, on the button, I'm sure, in Brighton, you talk about nothing else really on the evening. That the possibility of employing bouncers on the local fast food emporium.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I've actually just finished a book, and it was about a boy who woke up in a different body every day.
Yep.
And he had to live the life of that person. And he could access all the memories, but he didn't have a body himself. He called himself A. Quite good.
And that's the kind of strange and bizarre scenario that we will occasionally talk about here on the Midweek Drive. It's for Lincoln's First Community Radio Station, and it's coming up to 26 minutes to 5, no, to 6 o'clock, actually. I'm confusing all sorts of other areas about what we're still to come on the programme. Annette Andre will be joining us with another audio missive from San Diego, which is really unmissive in many ways. Ed Fortune, lead writer of Starburst magazine, will be talking about science fiction perspectives, including the suggestion that's been put forward that China has now made science fiction legal because they want actually inspiring writers to effectively inspire the next generation of space people and astronauts and so on and so forth. So he's got some views on that. Plus, we'll be wondering if he's got any thoughts on who should take over from Peter Capaldi in the near future. Emma Tinson, who of course would be my choice as the next Doctor, might join us. She was actually a Midweek Drive vet, and still is, of course, because it's not a duty you kind of give up lightly, but she did graduate, and she's currently combining all sorts of other areas with respect to work as Woking TV's finest on-air on-vision presenter. She successfully has now managed to flip a pancake on-air live, and I think she's doing some marketing stuff as well. Phil Leonis joins us as well. That's one of the reasons why, instead of the Woking TV effect, it's the Woking TV effect. Easily confused in terms of the running order, but Woking as opposed to Woking, but it's a different line entirely. Okay, so that's still to come as far as we're concerned now. Nobody's ever heard of Gordon Lightfoot. Have you? Have you heard of Gordon Lightfoot, Canadian singer-songwriter?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Cotton Jenny.
There's a house on a hill. Such thing as bad times in a soft, southern plain. Oh, come.
up when the sun goes down. And the wheel of love goes round, wheels of love go round. Love go round, love go round. A joyful sound. I ain't got a penny for cotton Jenny to spend. But then the wheels go round. When the new day begins, I go down to the cotton gin and I make my time worthwhile to them. Then I climb back up again and she waits by the door. Oh, Cotton Jenny, I'm sore. And she rubs my feet while the sun goes down. And the wheel of love goes round, wheels of love go round. Love go round, love go round. A joyful sound. I ain't got
So, as we heard on Inspired On Air last week, very exciting time on Friday because the Lincoln Business Improvement Group will be making their way down to London, courtesy of Virgin Trains, and all manner of wonderful things there to actually, I suppose it's a bit of industrial espionage. They're going to be having a look at London Fashion Week and coming back with the best bits of London Fashion Week and then putting into practice for Lincoln Fashion Week later on this year. Another grand event which comes out of a whole variety of things. And Jessica Wickham, the events and marketing assistant for the Lincoln Business Improvement Group, will be joining us tomorrow morning. She'll be coming into the studio, and that's why I said I'll leave the door open for her so she can come straight in, probably about 8:30 tomorrow morning when Jessica Wickham will be there. Again, that opportunity to possibly go. I think two members of the general public actually will have won the prize that we sort of ran in terms of actually getting a couple of tickets for first class travel to London and presumably back again from that point of view. That's Lincoln Fashion Week and London Fashion Week in every sense of the commentary and phrase that will be featured here. Apparently Lincoln train station 6:30 a.m. on Friday morning is when they actually leave, so it's a 6:30 a.m. Press call then, and then we'll be doing some phone links with them whilst they're on the train. So there we are. Very exciting. Keeps us all together in more ways than one. In the Midweek Drivet team, I think it's the cold. I was just actually looking at the marketing things that we've actually got for a certain brand of tissue that I've been using, etc. I think it's heartwarming. When we're feeling poorly, a little comfort and care can make all the difference. Deleted, obviously. Balsam, designed with that in mind. Protective balm helps soothe you and your nose when you need it most. Wonderful. I could always have a relationship. Anyway, it's a different line. Annette Huntry will be coming up in a matter of moments from now. Martina, you are currently over halfway through your first year at the University of Lincoln reading journalism. How's it been going?
Oh, my God. Where do I start? It's been going good. It's...
Now she's in Bury St Edmunds. It's a very, very big step from the joys of Bury St Edmunds to the mighty cosmos that is Lincoln.
Yes. I mean, I'm keeping myself busy. Loads of work Shorthand as well, which is stressful.
60 words per minute.
We have an exam in 2 weeks' time. Exactly. I don't think I can do it.
Of course you can. Yeah, I mean, you have Natasha basically sort of promoting all sorts of things. You were sailed through the whole thing, Natasha, so it's all good.
Yes. I'm going to lie and say that you'll be fine and it's all going to be okay.
I've just been getting scared today. I mean, I went to that conference and they've been telling us what journalism is like in the real world, and it's just scary what I've been hearing, and now you don't look confident either. So,
the best advice I can give you in terms of the shorthand is literally if you go in there afraid and thinking you're going to fail, you will. So literally the best thing to do is to not worry about it, just to chill out, and I know that's easier said than done, but
have confidence. Whatever the mind can conceive, you can achieve. It'll all be wonderful. That's the important thing. Cue Willy Wonka.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly